I read somewhere that the period from when you can have an effect on children starts when they're a fetus and continues until they're 3 years old. This period is the most important time for forming children's characters and personalities. Of course, I don't know how much truth there is to this, but they say the rest of it is only teaching and disciplining and putting children on the right path. Teaching and disciplining have always been a nightmare for me. And my biggest concern is whether the things I'm teaching my children are beneficial or not. Hey, you lazy kids, wake up, get up, it's getting late, wake up, get up. Sarah, darling.
Nima, dear.
Come eat something, you're going to the optometrist.
Nima, dear.
It's
Nima.
Going to be a long time then.
My darling
get
son.
Get hungry. Here, darling, open
your
mouth.
Well, you shouldn't have let them stay up so late
well, what
night.
Should I have done? They were playing at my dad's until late
oh,
last
oh,
night.
Oh.
I kept calling them, they didn't
well,
come.
Well, you shouldn't have called them. Oh. Take her. Grab her.
Nima.
Grab her. Here, take her.
Get up, sit over here.
Oh, my.
Sarah.
He's unconscious. Get up. Get up, son. Oh, my goodness, you're really making us sweat. My son, here, it's getting late. Just eat this.
I feel that I've lost control of the reins in disciplining my children. They don't spend that much time at home, and most of the time they're at my parents' house. On the one hand, this makes me happy. But on the other hand, I'm afraid that they won't listen to me and Farzad anymore, and they'll suffer from a dichotomy in being disciplined. Hello, my son.
Hello.
Are you well, darling?
Yes.
You're hungry, hmm?
Yeah, I'm really starving.
Go wash your hands and face. Come and eat some food, then.
I'm not going to eat.
You're not going to eat? How's that possible? Look at what I've made, Nima. Sabzi polo with fish, and the fish doesn't have any bones. It's full of phosphorus. It's good for you.
Ah, fish? I'm going to grandmother's house. She's made spaghetti for me. Goodbye.
Hold on a minute. Didn't you eat spaghetti yesterday? Nima? Hello, Farzad. Why is it taking so long at the optometrist? Isn't Sarah hungry?
It only took us an hour. I brought her back home myself. I waited outside in the car, right outside the door, and then she went inside.
You dropped her off? Then why hasn't she come home?
What do you mean she hasn't come home? I saw her come inside myself. Maybe she's gone to your dad's house. Have you looked there? Go take a look over there.
Oh, hello.
Sarah, you're here.
Shiva, dear, come and eat something. Why are you standing at the door?
They say spaghetti has antioxidants. It's good for your spirits. Come and have something to eat and stop frowning. Why do you look like that?
Dad, Shiva always looks like that. But it seems as though something's happened.
Yes, darling, has something
yes,
happened?
Yes, I was worried about Sarah. Why didn't you tell me you were here?
Why were you worried, darling? Where else do they have to go besides here? Do these little children have anywhere else to go beside here? Go ahead and eat, my little darling. Eat up, sweetie.
Sarah, take your hand out of your mouth.
Leave her alone. Let the child eat her food in peace.
But, Dad, her hand is dirty. Did you wash your hands? You'll get sick.
She won't. You don't need to worry.
Nima, slow down. Nima, don't eat so fast. You'll choke.
Are you the supervisor of the children's eating?
Either come and sit down here and eat your food or let these children eat their food in peace.
My mum's always like this. She's constantly nagging.
Nima, that's very rude. Yes? Hello, hi, Farzad. No, she's here at my parents' house. Yes.
Eat up, my darling. Eat up.
Farzad, I really don't know what to do with the children anymore. They don't listen to me. They become spoiled. They become bad-mannered. They don't even look like our children anymore.
Well, that's just it. You go and struggle from morning to night to raise the children. And then you come and see that one of them's become like Sharam and the other one's like Shadi, who doesn't study.
You don't need to take advantage of what I'm saying in the middle of this.
Now, all joking aside, they've really become lazy lately.
I had a lot of hopes for my children.
Oh, like what, for example?
For them to listen to me and to be good children, to go to sleep at night.
Well, you should have taught them all those things.
I haven't done anything, right? I tried as hard as I could, and right now I'm still trying, but I don't know what to do. I don't know why they've been avoiding our home so much lately.
Where are they right now?
Right now they're either at Sharam's or my dad's. What can I do?
You don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything. I'll take care of it myself. I mean, I'm a doctor. If I can't teach my children properly, then forget about anyone else. I'll go. I'll go take care of it myself.
Push him back. Don't let him take you down. Move back, move back. Once again. Good job. Come on. Go. Nima, be careful. He doesn't pin you. Nima. Good job. Be careful. No. His neck. Sharon, take the body position. Come on, go. Careful now. Come on. Come inside.
Hello.
Get his neck.
Uncle, why'd you do that?
Why'd I do it? Because I wanted to. Why did you bite me?
Nima, you're fired.
But you can't get fired in wrestling.
Wow, thank you very much, Father. Thank you very much. Really, Sharam, aren't you ashamed of yourself? As big as you are wrestling with the child? I just don't get it. Are you the same weight and size? Huh?
Get out of here, man. We're just wrestling. We're not doing anything wrong. If you don't know how, what's it to us? All you've ever done is study.
I don't know how. Me? I mean, I had a choice between wrestling and medicine, and I chose medicine. You want me to... Hold on. Come here.
Go sit down.
There you go.
I'm going to teach you how to wrestle right now.
What?
I'll teach you how to wrestle.
Oh.
Good job.
Farzad!
What is it?
Really now? You were supposed to take his hand and bring him downstairs.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, you weren't there to see what was going on. As soon as the door opened, I went inside. Then I saw Mr. Javanbakhsh had a whistle around his neck, and he was just watching what was going on and just blowing the whistle. And Sharam, with that huge body of his, had taken my child. He was like a sack of potatoes, and he tossed him from this side to that side, and he was crushing the child's self-confidence. I couldn't just sit on my hands and have him be humiliated.
Well, for now, your child who wasn't humiliated has gone to sleep without doing his homework. I really don't know what to do.
Oh?
Yes?
He wants to sleep? He shouldn't have done that. We've become way too lenient with him. We have to think of something.
I'm afraid his blood will be on our hands. Instead of his head, give me his head. No, it's not worth it.
Just leave it to me. I'll take care of it for you. The guy's a criminal.
Wake up, son. Wake up. Wake up. You have to finish your homework. Wake up.
Oh, man. Let me go to sleep. I think I will lie for my teacher tomorrow.
What's that mean? Lie?
That's right. Uncle Sharam's told me what to say in times like this.
Oh? You should never tell a lie. And you won't go to sleep until you've finished your homework.
Hello. Is it broken again?
Yes, it's broken.
Leave him alone.
You have to tell the serviceman to come and fix it. Where is it stuck?
Between the 9th and 10th floors. There's a man stuck in it.
Oh, no.
Sarah, darling, what is this?
A dog.
Good job. What's this? It's an animal.
Animal.
No, what kind of animal is it? Fox.
Fox.
Good job. What's this?
dog.
No, darling, this isn't a dog. It's another animal.
Mom, why do I have to learn these?
So you'll have more knowledge and be able to talk more about things and know all the animals that exist. That's why you have to know.
Mom, can I go play with Auntie Shaddy?
No, is Aunt Shaddy the same age as you? Is she? No. Come and draw a pretty picture on this so when Dad comes home, we can show it to him, all right?
Hello, Mom.
Hello, son. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Mom, can you give me 5,000 tumens? I made a bet with Uncle Shuam and I lost and I want to pay him.
No, right now it's time to eat lunch, darling. Anyway, you have to do your math homework and then do your science and then it'll be night and your dad will come home and we'll eat and have a movie and you have to go to bed at 9 o'clock, darling, so you can get up early in the morning. I'll go and give Uncle Shuram his money myself.
That's stupid. Give it to me or think that I've come up short.
What way is that to talk to Nima? Go wash your hands and face and have lunch.
Oh, why is the door locked?
Wash your hands and face and come and have lunch. Nima, here you are. I brought some milk for you, my darling.
I don't want it.
Sarah, darling, did you draw the picture that I asked you to?
No.
Why not?
I wasn't in the mood for it.
Oh, well, then come and play cards with me, all right? What color's that?
White.
No, darling, it isn't white, it's pink. Take a look.
I'm not in the mood for pink.
Sarah? In order to change a method and show the children a different way, it might be a little bit hard for the children at first, but then they'll gradually get used to it. And in the future, they'll realize that the hardship was for their benefit. Yes? Hello, Farzad, how are you? Yes, I'm fine. And the children are fine too. Yes, you don't need to worry. No, Nima's doing his homework. Sarah's drawing a picture. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, you had a great idea. No way, I don't think they'll go again. Hold on a second. Nima, Sarah! Oh no, Farzad, they took off. No, come here now so we can sit and have a talk with them.
Well, what is it? I'm really excited. Say it already.
The way that you look, it's obvious what you want to say. I was wondering why my child hasn't been around for a few days, and as soon as she sees us, she wants to throw up.
Just remember, this time I'm going to name your baby.
Oh, no, that's not it.
What do you mean, that's not it at all? A baby's name is very important. The name defines the character, provides dignity.
No, Father, it's not about that at all. I'm not even pregnant.
Oh, so what's it about?
It's about the children.
Well, what's happened to the children? They were right here and they were playing. Where have they gone?
Tell me, are they sick or something?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'll die if anything happens to the children.
Are you going to let me talk or not?
Why are you yelling, Shiva? We're sitting here listening to you. Say what you want to say.
No. Allow me to, will you?
Go ahead.
Excuse me, but what we're trying to say is it's been some time that the children's routine has been out of sorts. I mean, instead of them being home with us, they're mostly with you guys.
And that's not a problem. We'll just come to your house every day.
No, Sharon, dear. Look, the children are having problems with accepting our discipline.
With what?
The thing is, with accepting discipline, look, how can I say it? Look, for example, we teach them something at home and then they come to you and you tell them something else. So I don't know how we can be consistent.
Oh, you actually know how to teach some things, do you?
No, look, just listen to me for a second. Right now, the problem is that the children don't listen to us at all anymore. They're suffering from a dichotomy in being disciplined by us.
What do you mean, dichotomy? Why are you using such fancy terms? We haven't even taught them anything.
Now, after having raised 3 children, we're teaching them bad things, darling.
Besides, in raising you, which we failed at doing properly, we've been successful in all other instances.
One second. Just hold on for a second. Just listen to me for a second. Look, I have one request. I'm just saying, when we tell the children something is bad and they shouldn't do it, and that saying something is bad and they shouldn't do it, and then you shouldn't say no, it's not a problem. The children have to learn they shouldn't lie. That they have to show respect to their elders.
To not eat food with their hands. Yes.
Ooh, Why are you turning it into Guantanamo prison? Don't listen so much to the things the doctor says.
Well, this is the thanks we get. To show all that kindness, and this is what you get for it.
Mother, I don't want to upset you. I know you love the children. We're grateful to you for all the effort you put in for them. But I'm just saying, the way times are right now, a person has to be a lot more careful in raising their children. That's all that I'm saying. That's all.
Ooh, you're making a big deal out of nothing, Shiva. Now, if we didn't do these things with you, did the world come to an end?
Of course it didn't. No, it didn't end, but we're just saying that...
There's no but about it, man. What are you trying to say, Doctor? You know what the thing is. Don't try so hard. Just take a look at us. Each one is worse than the next. And we were taught a lot and we were supposedly disciplined, and in the end, this is how we turned out. You shouldn't try so hard. If a child is good, then they will be fine.
Of course. I don't know about you, but I myself am really good. Besides having a bit of bad luck, I'm fine in every other respect. I'm pleased with myself. Thank you very much.
No, one second. Please hold on a second. I just have one request of you. I want you to help me a bit with the children, to stay home with us instead of constantly coming here.
Oh, what does that mean? You mean we shouldn't let the children into our house?
Is this the wilderness? Well, this is ours too, Shiva.
Man, this in-law of ours is trying to pull a fast one on us. Right now, he's saying the children can't come here, and then in 2 days, he'll be saying our sister can't come here. I'm telling you now!
Oh, come on, why are you talking nonsense, Sharon? What we mean is something else. Pay attention so you can understand what we're trying to say, huh?
What does that mean? What we mean is something else. What we mean is something else. Oh, it's as though you know everything and we know nothing at all. Forget about it, man. Forget about it.
Come on, Doctor. You'll be the red beans.
Now just drink your tea, darling.
I wish we hadn't even talked to them. They made fun of us, right?
Exactly, exactly. They made fun of us.
It's as though it's a war.
A war?
Well, yes. They've all become one team, and it's as though me and you are another team. Faizad, if we lose, our children are going to be ruined.
I know, I know. Look, I've been thinking about this a lot ever since then. Look, this is what we need to do. We need to create a cheerful atmosphere in the house so that they'll be happy staying right here and they'll be able to do the things that they like. So that they won't want to leave the house. I mean, it has to be so that they don't feel the need to go and be with your mom and dad or their aunt and uncle, huh? Mom, we're here.
Hello.
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 Hello, my son.
Mom, we're really hungry. What do we have for lunch?
Lunch spaghetti that you love so much.
We just had spaghetti yesterday.
Spaghetti again.
It's all right. Don't lose hope at all. Nima, Sara. All right, first name?
Shiva.
Shadi.
Last name?
Shadi.
Shivai.
Well...
Object?
Why aren't they coming? Object? Sheep made of plastic.
Do we have sheep made of plastic?
Yes.
Nima, Sara, come here a minute. Do we have an object that's
sheep made of plastic? It's a toy made of plastic.
You can't just say it's made of plastic to turn it into an object. Do we have sheep made of plastic?
Are you playing the letter game?
You should come and play too.
Don't you have anything better to do? You're too old to be playing this game.
Look. It's all right. Don't lose hope at all. Not at all. You see,
get out of my way. Get out of my way.
I'm not in your way.
Get out of my way. Don't distract me. Faizad, if I lose, you're not getting any dinner. Just be careful.
What's that got to do with it?
It does.
It seems you've forgotten why we're even playing, haven't you?
You're right.
We're playing.
What are you doing?
We're playing.
Are you two playing?
Both of you?
Yes, both of us.
Don't distract me anymore, I'll lose. I'll lose the game.
You want to play too?
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Then hurry up and come. Yeah, son. It worked.
Move
yes.
down. Move down.
Look.
Move down, move down.
Oh. Oh.
Come on.
There was no news of the children again today.
They say children are parents' enemies and grandchildren are grandparents' friends. It's our own fault that we lost them.
I don't know what they could have told them, that they're not coming here anymore at all.
I don't know. Maybe we did something for this to happen.
Like what, for example?
I don't know. I said maybe.
Listen, Masood, don't tell me you've done something and don't want to admit it.
In fact, I was just thinking the same thing about you.
Me? No. I'm willing to swear that I haven't done anything.
I'm willing to swear, too.
Then I'm going to go and find out what's going on.
Forget about it, man. You don't need to go and beg them.
Oh, what do you mean, beg them? They're our grandchildren and Shiver is our daughter.
Yes, but when you go to the door, it means you're begging them.
Don't blow it out of proportion, Masood. Complete strangers get into a fight with each other with a simple how do you do. The whole thing is over with. Anyhow, we didn't get into a fight. I want to visit my daughter at her house.
I'll go to their house myself tomorrow.
Oh, isn't that begging then?
I have a good excuse to go and see Nima.
I'm gonna win right now.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, darlings. Nima, why does a person have to tell the truth and not lie?
Because it shows how brave they are.
That's a good boy.
Hooray, I got a point.
My darling girl, Sara. When a person enters a place, what do they do, huh?
Say hello.
That's a good girl.
And before you eat?
You wash your hands.
That's a good boy.
Good job, what a smart boy, huh? Nima, 7 times 3?
21.
Good job.
Hello, Dad.
Hello. Is Nima home?
Nima, yes. Do you need to talk to him?
It's a private matter.
Well, he's studying now. Tell me and I'll tell him.
I said it's a private matter.
But, Dad, he's studying. I know he's studying. Tell me and I'll tell him.
I wanted to tell him to bring his laptop.
You want to play a game with Nima?
What game? He's supposed to create an email account for me.
Hooray, I win! Woo!
So he's studying, huh?
That's, I think he's just solving a difficult problem, and he solved it. He gets very happy. He's happy.
Is he studying algebra and probabilities?
He said he's studying.
Yes, but the way he was shouting, it's obvious one thing he wasn't doing was studying.
What if she's punishing them?
I don't think so. He sounded happy.
They're their children, after all. Maybe they don't like for them to come here.
Aram said it.
What?
The Farzad won't let us see the children anymore.
Oh, no, heaven forbid.
If they want to act like this, I'll kick them out to make them go somewhere else.
What does that mean?
I'll tell them to leave the apartment.
Hello, Mr. Javanbash. Oh. I'm telling you, he just looked me right in the eye and then he slammed the door shut in my face. Look, I'm not exaggerating at all. It was exactly like I said. I said hello to him and then he just looked me right in the eye and then he slammed the door.
Right, you already said it. You said it 18 times.
No, look, what I'm saying is, look, I'm just trying to explain to you that I didn't do anything at all. I showed him respect. I said hello to him and then he just looked me right in the eye and then he slammed the door shut.
You can't catch me.
No, I'll catch you.
I don't know. I went and knocked on their door this morning. I knew they were home. They didn't open the door.
Oh, are you serious? Well, that's just it. There you go. That's it. What I'm saying is, what wrong have we done to them for them to be acting like this to us? What have we done? What have we done for them to be treating us like this? Well, Shiva, dear, for me, this just isn't tolerable at all. I just can't tolerate this at all anymore. Sharam treats me like a servant. And your dad acted like that today, too. I'm telling you, I showed him respect. I said hello to him, and then he just looked me right in the eye and he slammed the door shut. I really don't know.
It's as though they don't get it. When you don't open the door, either no one's home or they don't want to open the door. Just stop it and go away. Just leave.
Sarah, where to?
I want to go see Grandma.
That's not necessary.
I want to go see Auntie Shadi.
I said it's not necessary.
I want to go!
Hold on a minute. Come inside, Sarah. Sarah, from now on, we don't go to Grandmother's house and we don't visit Auntie Shadi or Uncle Sharam. We don't have anyone here. You got it? Go to your room.
Tell them to pack up their things and leave as soon as possible.
Of course. What do you think? They're not even ashamed.
Dad, you know Farzad and Shiva's circumstances. With how expensive rent is, they
won't
be...
What's it to us? Did we do something wrong to become parents?
In fact, it's good. Let them go and feel some pressure and I'll fix them. They're so cheeky that they stand there and said that we don't have the right to see their children.
But, Dad, when did they ever say such a thing?
Don't take their side for no reason. They sat right there and said we don't have the right to see their children anymore.
Dad, they came here to talk about disciplining their children. It's just...
Don't stand up to your father. Don't talk if you don't know something. This is exactly what they meant. Don't you see that they've hidden themselves from us for days now?
Mother, how many times did poor Shiva come and knock on the door and you didn't open the door? How many times did you see Farzad and just ignore him, Dad?
I'm glad I did. I never want to see them again, either one of them.
But, Dad, you haven't seen the children for only 2 days and you're already this upset. If they leave, you'll never see them again. Mother.
Don't say anything to me. It's got nothing to do with me.
But, Mom, it's mainly your fault.
Just leave me alone. You're just like your sister. All children are alike. They're so ungrateful.
Shiva, open the door. Shiva.
Oh, it's as though they don't understand. When you knock on the door and they don't open the door, they're either not home or they don't want to open the door.
Shiva, open the door. I'm going to stay right here. I have nothing to do and I'm not going anywhere. I'll stay here until you open the door. You'll eventually have to come outside. Shiva. Shiva.
What do you want?
Hello.
Hello to you too. Goodbye.
That's not what we meant at all, that you're teaching the children bad things. It's not.
Shiva, forget about it. Would you rather just not continue?
Yes.
Listen, you want to have a nice tea?
Yes, I do.
Here you are.
Grandmother, I really like these a lot. Thank you so much.
I love you so much. I hope you enjoy it. And this is for my darling grandson.
Grandfather, this is your email address and this is the password, so write it down so you don't forget it.
This?
Yeah, that's it. Hello.
Hello. Come inside.
Oh, go inside,
Grandma,
and go to sleep, darling. I love you so much. Go
come
on, my
inside,
darling.
Come inside, please.
Let's go, my little girl.
We'd better come back at night. By then, the guests will have left.
Shiva, do you think that we were defeated?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think we had forgotten that our children are in need of the kindness of their grandmother, grandfather, aunt, and their uncle. Really, that's all.
Yes, even if their uncle is Sharam, huh?
Sharam is really great. No, but really, I mean, I think that we need to learn a bit from Sharam about how to spend time with the children, how we should maybe play with them, you know.
Yes, you know why? Because he's still a child himself. He's never grown up.
But he's really lucky. No, really good for those people who are still children, no?
I don't know.
No, you should know. It's better that way. They say love is like a sparrow. If you hold it too loosely, it'll jump and fly away, and if you hold it too tightly, it'll choke to death. In my opinion, you can use this example for everything. Apparently, we weren't an exception to this, and moderation was something that had been lost in our house. The more I think about it, I reach the conclusion that what happened was a lesson to me and Fazad, and I hope we never forget this lesson.
شهر رو به هم زد.